Cyclone Idai has ripped through southern Africa, causing unprecedented devastation. The number of affected continues to rise, and the full extent of damage is unclear. While aid relief has begun to mitigate and respond to the worst hit areas, disaster relief is expected to be a long-term effort. But steps can be taken to reduce the impact of natural disasters before they occur. Michael Anear, Head of International Humanitarian Programs at the Red Cross, believes that mitigation against natural disasters starts with implementing proactive rather than reactive measures. He spoke to The Wire's Cal Matthews.
At this stage, we estimate that more than 1.85 million people have been affected across Mozambique, Zimbabwe and Malawi. In Mozambique itself, we understand that up to 483,000 people have been displaced, and the flooding that is present in the country is covering more than 3,000 square kilometres.
What is at the forefront of aid relief in the affected countries?
At this point in time, one of the greatest challenges we have is access and communication to all areas, where there's a lot of people being blocked off by the floodwaters and access by road is difficult. So what we're looking to do is deliver aid to people as fast as possible. We're doing that through airdrops that have been made for those people who are inaccessible, and we've provided shelter items to those that are in the hardest hit area of Beria for more than 3,000 families.
There are serious concerns regarding the potential outbreak of cholera. What preventative measures are being taken to minimise this risk?
To ensure people have access to safe water and sanitation, as well as awareness on appropriate hygiene practices right now, is of utmost importance. Health risks rise dramatically in events like this, and they really pose a real threat to outbreaks of waterborne diseases. So the Red Cross this week delivered its first of two emergency response units, the first one being able to provide sanitation for up to 20,000 people. That will be followed later this week by another unit that will be able to provide clean water for 15,000 people per day. And both of these units, together with awareness on hygiene practices, will have a great impact on reducing waterborne diseases in this situation.
There are also concerns around the long-term effects this cyclone may have on mental health and trauma. How are you expecting to deal with the long-term effects?
The effects of any disaster are of a long-term nature on any community, particularly here working with those that are in evacuation centres and are in rural communities, to support them through their immediate needs, but also to help them with understanding why this event has happened and what they can do into the future so that they can be better prepared, and helping people work through the trauma that they've experienced. That's by connecting them to community members, to family and to friends.
In 2018 and 19, the UK spent £1.2 billion on emergency response relief, while only £76 million was spent on disaster prevention. Should there be a greater focus on preventative measures in order to minimise the overall impact of natural disasters?
At the moment, $1 invested in preparedness work can save anywhere between $9 to $14 in future response activities. And while both support for response at the time of a disaster is really vital, we feel and we focus a lot of our attention on creating awareness of the environments in which communities are situated, what they can do themselves, what they can do together with their community-based organisations, whether that be through social networks or faith-based organisations, as well as with local government.
There are suggestions that the unprecedented scale of this disaster is a result of climate change. With Western countries being major contributors to this, is the onus on them to help rebuild the affected countries?
It's always difficult to directly attribute climate change impacts onto a particular disaster event. However, we do know that the weather patterns are changing. With regard to the responsibility to address and to prepare for the changing weather conditions, we feel that it's a responsibility of the entire planet, one that everybody has a responsibility to acknowledge and take action that they can do individually and collectively in their daily lives and in the way that communities operate and that the governments work.
Michael Anear, Head of International Humanitarian Programs at the Red Cross, speaking with The Wire's Cale Matthews.